This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. So much to tell you about. My gosh, what a big news day. It may be Christmas week, but there's no lack of news today. First of all, Wayne Root is right again. I told you so. What was my big commentary on Friday? My message to Dr. Fauci, otherwise known as Dr. Scrooge. Screw you. We're all going to celebrate Christmas. We're all going to be with our families. We love Christmas. We love our families. We started a war and killed the damn British, and kicked the king out of our country over some tea and a tea tax. We don't even like tea compared to Christmas. So just get out of my way, Fauci. We'll kick your ass. That was my message last week. And sure enough, the latest poll is out. A survey finds the majority of Americans plan to attend holiday gatherings this year, despite warnings about the potential of spreading risk. It's worth the risk, they say. 60.1% of those polled said they plan to attend a holiday gathering this year, with only 26% saying they were not planning to do so. Some 50% said they plan to attend Thanksgiving. 60% plan to gather for Christmas. Over a third of the people surveyed said they believe socializing is worth the risk of someone contracting COVID-19 because they have common sense. They know you don't die from COVID-19 except in extreme, extreme cases, or if you're very old or very sick or very obese. Other than that, nobody young dies, nobody healthy dies, except in freak instances. It's the flu. It's an extremely contagious flu, and it's an extremely deadly flu for people in the category of very sick or very old. But no one has to die. 300,000 dead, first of all, is the most grossly inflated figure in the history of mankind. That's number one. Everyone who's ever died of flu, they're putting in the category of COVID. Everyone who dies of cancer, COVID. Everyone who dies of heart disease, COVID. Everyone who dies of strokes, COVID. Every gunshot wound's COVID. Every car accident, COVID. So that number is grossly inflated. It's probably 100,000, which is the same figure as 1968-69. When we had the Hong Kong flu and 100,000 Americans died in a vastly smaller country. You know, the population there was probably 230, 240, 250 million Americans instead of 330 million. And 100 million died. 100,000 died of the precursor to COVID, Hong Kong flu. And we didn't stop anything, not theaters, not Las Vegas, not Broadway plays, not movies, not restaurants, not bars, not nightclubs, not strip clubs, certainly not schools, not sporting events. We didn't stop a damn thing. 100,000 died and life went on. You got to learn to live with it. Learn to live with it. What did Nike say? Just do it. Just live with it. What else was I right about? I was right that I don't want the vaccine. And I didn't say ever. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just said I don't want the vaccine now. Till a few million people who want to be guinea pigs, good for you. God bless you. Be a guinea pig. When your eyeballs meld into your nose and your ears fall off, I'm going to say, I told you so. And if everything works out right, I'm going to say, give me the shot. Because I'm smart. And you're dumb if you want to be a guinea pig. Good luck. But the CDC issues new guidelines, Center for Disease Control, CDC issues new guidelines and launches probe after thousands are negatively affected following the COVID-19 vaccine. What's their definition of negatively affected? It's got to be a, quote, health impact event. Thousands of people. To be exact, 3,150 people as of December 18th, as of last week, 3,150 people had health impact events. And the definition of a health impact event is unable to perform normal daily activities, unable to work required care from doctor or health care professional. At least 5 healthcare workers in Alaska experienced adverse reactions after getting the Pfizer vaccine. One of the two required treatment at a hospital for at least 2 nights. An Illinois hospital halted vaccination after 4 workers suffered adverse reaction. And all over this country, there are nurses and medical professionals and EMTs and firemen and policemen who don't want the shot. Don't want the shot. And I can't blame them. And now I want to, before I get to anything else, I want to go over Chicago for a minute. Chicago violence this weekend. 5 killed, 29 shot in another bloody weekend. 5 killed, 29 shot. And I just have to ask the question of Mayor Beetlejuice. Because that's what she looks like. She looks like Beetlejuice, those eyes popping out. Chicago Mayor Beetlejuice, what do you say about all this? I don't understand. You don't mind when tons of black people kill tons of black people? It doesn't bother you? That's not a national issue, and it's not worthy of protest. It's not worthy of Black Lives Matter. There are no riots over this. There's no riots when black people kill black people. There's only riots when black people kill black people by the hundreds or the thousands. There's no riots, and there's no protests, and there's not a word from Black Lives Matter. But if one policeman kills one black person, you know, it's riots all over the country. It's riots in that city. It's looting. It's buildings on fire. And you just got to ask the question, what the hell's going on? I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. If I was black, I'd be so much more upset over what happens on a daily basis in Chicago than a few times a year when a black person, who in every single case that I've ever seen is somehow a criminal attacking the policeman, disregarding the policeman's orders, being vicious to the policeman, reaching for the policeman's gun, reaching for the policeman's taser, acting erratic, carrying a knife, carrying a gun. In every single instance I've ever seen, the policeman kills somebody, that person is not a good person. That person's a career criminal. That person's at the moment about to commit another crime. Or that person is totally disregarding or attacking the policeman. So I don't understand how that's more important to you or anyone than black people killing black people in incredible numbers on the streets of Chicago. 5 killed, 29 shot in another bloody weekend in Chicago. And let me see if I could find, I have hundreds of articles here, literally hundreds. But I think one of them listed for the year how many were shot in Chicago. And I got it. Over 4,000 people shot across Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago in 2020. Over 4,000 people shot. How is that not black-on-black genocide? I'll bet you virtually every one of the 4,000 was a minority. I'll bet you almost every one of the 4,000 was black, but a few Latinos were probably sprinkled in. And if, God forbid, one of those 4,000 was a white person shot, it would be like the biggest news story in the world, and the police would conduct dragnets, and they'd be sweeping the city. But no one cares when black people kill black people. It's amazing. Including black people. Including black mayors. Including liberal mayors, including lesbian mayors. None of you give a damn about blacks killing blacks every day on the streets of your city. It's amazing to me. Over 4,000 people shot. Wow. In Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. I call her Beetlejuice. Chicago Tribune reports the exact figure at 4,005. Fatal and non-fatal shootings combined. A separate body of data from the Chicago Tribune lists only homicides, and it says 744 people were killed January 1st through December 16th. Remember, we're not done yet. 2 more weeks to go. 744. 11 people were shot, 1 fatality, just Friday into Saturday morning alone. By Sunday morning, the Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times, put forward numbers for the entire weekend showing 36 people were shot, 6 fatally, in Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago. First fatality of the weekend occurred at 3 in the morning Saturday. What did my father used to say? Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m. Do not go out after 2 a.m., Wayne. My father was right. Nothing good happens at 3 in the morning. Shouldn't be out at 3 in the morning. Got to be crazy to be out at 3 in the morning. The first fatality of the weekend occurred at 3 in the morning Saturday. 47-year-old man was chased down on foot in the 1300 block of West 87th Street and shot in the head. That's a nice way to go. at 1:20 a.m. Saturday, and he said nothing good happens after 2 a.m., but nothing good really happens after midnight. At 1:20 a.m. Saturday, a man and a woman with gunshot wounds discovered in a vehicle in the 3200 block of West 64th Street. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Lovely. Where's Biden? Where's Kamala Harris? Where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's any of them? Where are any of the people that protest and loot and riot and scream the loudest every time a cop shoots a black criminal? Not a black person, a black criminal. Where are all these people? I don't know. 3:40 p.m. Saturday. Now, there's not a.m., not 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon Saturday. Broad daylight. 23-year-old David Green Jr. on the street when someone opened fire from inside a vehicle, striking him numerous times, transported to the hospital, pronounced dead. 19-year-old sitting in a vehicle in the 1200 block of South Washington Avenue at 5:30 in the afternoon Saturday. Someone pulled up and opened fire. The man was transported to the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds and pronounced dead. And the final fatality of the weekend, 71-year-old woman who was shot and killed at 7:40 a.m. Sunday while inside a residence. Shooting occurred when two males from outside the residence opened fire, striking the elderly woman numerous times. So, if I'm reading this right, she's in the house minding her own business. These two guys get in a shootout outside her house, and the bullet ricochets into the house and kills her. Nice. It's an incredible situation in Chicago. When I get back, more about the election, more proof that it's impossible Trump lost. You hear what I say? It's impossible that Trump lost. And then more of what's to come in America with this racist liberal agenda. They just hate white people. I've got a law professor who's advocating for black Americans' votes to count twice. You heard me. A law professor. Black votes should count twice. And the elitist New York City Dalton School having a racial policy meltdown. Wait till you hear what they have to say to their rich little students. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns. And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better. And I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allen Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding life-threatening injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VRA is a vertical research advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite and raising literally hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is literally the Nostradamus of the stock market, meaning he's got a crystal ball. And his entire Texas team are proud, American-loving Trump supporters. Each day they tell you what's important in the markets, what's happening in the markets, and what's happening in the economy, and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let Kip and Company prove how VRA works and how they consistently beat the market, and they'll do that for you free for 2 weeks. Limited-time offer for the next 2 weeks. Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, a free two-week membership at VRA Insider. That's VRAinsider.com. Only three letters to remember. Kip, K-I-P, and VRA. Kip Herridge and Vertical Research Advisory, K-I-P, VRA. K-I-P, VRA. Courtesy of Wayne Allen Root, 2 weeks free. All right, let's talk about these two odd situations I wanted to, I said I was going to talk about when we went to break. Law professor advocates for black Americans' votes to count twice. Washington and Lee University assistant law professor Brandon Hasbrook, who's black, says black Americans and Native Americans should be able to vote twice as a cheaper form of reparations. claiming that black votes in this country are worth less than white votes. Hasbrook wrote an op-ed for The Nation. Joe Biden won the Electoral College because black voters in Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia turned out in significant numbers. No, because fraud turned out in significant numbers in Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia. They weren't black votes. They were fake votes. They were fake ballots. But even with overwhelming black support, 94% of Detroit voted for Biden. Isn't that amazing? Do you know what a crap hole Detroit is? I almost said the wrong word. Do you know what a crap hole Detroit is? I mean, it's just the all-time crap hole of the city, and the people living there are just living in total misery under 100% Democrat rule forever. I mean, for the last 70, 80, 100 years, Detroit's been all Democrats. A lot of them have been, most of them have been black Democrats of late, and they all wind up in prison. They're all ripping you off the same way that any white Democrat or white Republican would. It makes no difference whether they're black or white, Republican or Democrat. They're ripping you off. And you just keep voting for the same people again and again and again, expecting there to be a different outcome, and it never is a different outcome. 94% of Detroit voted for Biden. It's truly amazing. Truly amazing. Hasbrook said these reparations should extend to Native Americans as well. Slavery is rightly called America's original sin, but so too was the United States' genocidal seizure of land from its original inhabitants. Various legal forms of disenfranchise have applied to them. The appropriate response to the core problem of structurally racist political institutions, like the Electoral College, he said, is to implement vote reparations by double counting ballots cast by all black residents. There you go. There's a little bit of a dose of racism for you to start the day. And how about this one? These are white people who hate themselves. An elitist New York City Dalton school, an elitist New York City private school, which is called the Dalton School, is having a racial policy meltdown. Dalton School, one of the most prestigious private schools in all of America, right in the middle of Manhattan, is in the throes of a full-on racial meltdown. It's reported by Bloomberg News. The school was refusing to reopen even while most other public and private schools in New York did. This despite the lack of any scientific evidence suggesting schools were significant vectors for COVID-19. So parents signed an angry letter saying $54,000 a year, that's the annual tuition. This is not college, this is not an Ivy League college, this is a private school for your kids in kindergarten, second grade, third grade. $54,000 a year annual tuition, none of which is being rebated, should buy something more than Zoom classes. And relenting under pressure, Dalton announced plans to reopen, but this ignited another firestorm, this time from the faculty. Apparently, reopening is racist. Keep the music lower, Chris. Reopening is racist. Teachers are holding the school for ransom with demands, but they're so extreme the school will crumble if they give in, but they'll crumble if they don't. Here are some of the demands. The hiring of 12 full-time diversity officers, an additional full-time employee's entire role is to support black students who come forward with complaints, hiring of multiple psychologists with specialization on the psychological issues affecting ethnic minority populations, and pay off the student debt of all incoming black faculty. There you have it, folks. Racist America.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says another coronavirus relief bill will be passed before Christmas.
We're going to pass another historic rescue package to help American families through this pandemic.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor about a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package. The package does provide direct payments to Americans once again and provides money for small businesses via the popular Paycheck Protection Program. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne, now the root sponsor of the segment of the show is my new book, Trump Rules, number one in 12 categories at Amazon. For most of the last 7 weeks or so, it's always been number one in some category, but generally at the same time, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 categories, number one at Amazon. It was a huge hit, and we hope to keep it going because it's the perfect book for Christmas, for any Trump fan in your life, and for New Year's resolutions. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's about self-improvement. It's about personal development. It's kind of my version of Tony Robbins. It's looking at the top 10 Trump rules that changed his life and made him the most incredible guy at the pinnacle, the only guy in history at the pinnacle of business and sales and real estate and branding and celebrity and television and books and president of the United States and commander of the military and CEO of the economy and leader of the free world. Think you can learn a thing or two from him? Even if you hate him, you can learn a thing or two from Donald Trump. If you're a liberal Democrat, you can learn from the Trump rules. I learned from the Trump rules. It changed my life. It took me from a son of a butcher, you know, a blue-collar, nobody son of a butcher who worked at my father's butcher store after school to one of the youngest political candidates in New York State history, one of the youngest TV hosts and anchormen in American TV, best-selling author. The media dubbed me the king of Vegas sports gambling, over 3 million clients, self-made millionaire at the age of 29, house on the beach in Malibu, 3 hit reality TV shows. My life's been a fairy tale, all because I studied Trump since the age of 18 when I was a freshman at Columbia. I wrote the Trump rules down. This is my homage to Trump. This is my book, Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn. Get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any fine bookstore, et cetera, et cetera. Our guest is here, one of my favorite people, Steve Bannon, host of The War Room. He thinks he's Wayne Allyn. The War Room, Pandemic, the number one rated political podcast in the United States with 25 million downloads. How come you haven't had Wayne Allyn as a guest to talk about Trump rules when my name is War, Wayne Allyn? I have not been on The War Room.
I'm going to have you on. That pitch right there, I'm getting that book for everybody for Christmas and saying, look, you're one of the smartest guys in the country. The reason I wanted to be your guest tonight, you're the top odds maker, I think, in Vegas as far as sports goes. I'm here to ask you about the odds on Trump being president on the 20th. I'm talking smack every day in the war room, but I came to the real war room, the original war room, the original OG, the original gangster of the Trump movement, Wayne Allyn Root, to ask his opinion what the hell's going on.
I am the original OG. There's no question about that. So Steve was the former White House chief strategist for President Trump, and I repeat, you stole my name. I'm the War Man. Come on. So War Room is fantastic.
But hey, I want to get a leg up on everybody getting to be number one. So I realize that's just draft off of Wayne Allyn Root, take war, and you know, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You've been tremendous help on us building our franchise.
And listen, I am the odds maker, but I don't know the odds. I know every odds on every football game. I don't know the odds on Trump winning when he's lost every court case and the Supreme Court turned down the Texas case. And if you ask the mainstream media, we're a laughing stock and we're a joke. And I keep saying on the air, because I wrote the book Trump Rules, Steve, I understand this guy as well as anyone in the world. I've studied him since I'm 18 and I'm 59 years old. 41 years of studying Trump and wanting to be like Trump. And it certainly rubs off on me with a reality TV show career and a TV career and a number one book career, et cetera, a gambling career. I am Trump. I'm Trump Jr. But guess what? Here's the thing. I just don't know what's going to happen on January 20th because the odds look terrible. If you listen to the mainstream media, they're zero. And I keep saying, knowing Trump as I do, he'll find some way to pull it out. But the odds cannot, they got to be against us, Steve, right? I mean, they can't be high in your estimation.
I think they are, and here's why. I think if you look at three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, you know, you're 12,000 votes down in Georgia, you're 10,000 down in Arizona, you're 20,000 down in Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court there gave us a path to victory back to the state legislature when they ruled on these indefinitely confined, you know, bogus illegal ballots. There's, I think, 208,000 of them. Traditionally, these are for people in nursing homes. Traditionally, there's about 15,000 to 20,000. So there's somewhere between 150,000 and 180,000. That's got to come into question. They put it back on the campaign to go find it. You got Mike Roman, Bernie Kerik, an entire team, Matt Brainerd. They're going through all the social media data to find out who was ballot harvested in these parks. The clerks there made a decision of how they're going to run the campaign outside of state law. If your audience wants to feel better, go read the dissenting opinions of the three judges of the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. that dissented when the overall court looked at this. Those three opinions sit there and talk about an overwhelming amount of evidence of voter fraud here. Now, in Georgia, the same thing. If we can get a special session of the legislature, there's two ways to get it. There's a lot of pressure being put on down there right now in Georgia. If you get a special session, you get a venue to show this massive voter fraud down there. And the three buckets, Wayne. The one bucket is traditional, how they had people that had voted from post office boxes or too young to vote or illegal aliens. That amount, that goes up to over, I think, 175,000 to 200,000 traditional illegal votes. Then you've got, of the 1.3 million mail-in ballots, 600,000 have no chain of title. So even before you get to the Dominion voting machines and all the issues with the voting machines, you've got a deep pool of illegal ballots. What you need is a venue to make that case, the same way in Arizona. Gosar and these guys today are at the House, the Senate in Arizona, and these are no fans of Trump. That's a real McCain crowd out there. The State Senate Judiciary Committee sent a subpoena to Maricopa County to seize all the machines and to do a forensic audit. And now they're in a big legal fight out there to get this done. If Ducey, the governor, was to call a special session, you could present what Rudy presented in that 11-hour hearing, which changed everything. Once people see the evidence, and this is Wayne, talk about numbers. Right now, if you look at Rasmussen and all these polls are being done, Trafalgar, somewhere between 46 and 48, 49% of the American people, not Republicans and not Democrats, the American people believe that this election was illegal and illegitimate. And I got to tell you, that's going to be a wound that will not heal until we vet this. And right now, I think you see those three states, a special session of the legislature gets President Trump to basically decertify, allow the decertify the Biden electors, throws it into the House of Representatives where you got to vote on a contingent election, where you got to vote on a state-by-state basis. And President Trump's massive landslide victory will be reaffirmed in January by the House of Representatives. So I think there's got a lot of fight. Today on the show, our show, Boris Epstein, the campaign, said, hey, look, the only date that's really locked in by the Constitution is the 20th of January. They're going to fight all the way through that. And they said, look, if this thing's not rectified in the House and the Senate, and they don't think it will be by the 20th, the worst thing that happens is Nancy Pelosi becomes acting president for that short period of time until something's worked out. So President Trump, I'll tell you, he's never going to concede. I don't think he's going to participate in any inauguration unless he's convinced that every vote that took place was a legal vote and not this scam that's gone down with this uncertifiable, no chain of custody, illegal voting. And so people over the holiday period ought to be focused on Trump. President Trump, I don't think he's going to Mar-a-Lago for more than a day or two if he does that. I think he's staying in the White House. He's got Rudy's entire team in D.C. They got great field teams in every state, and they're hammering. And I didn't even mention this Pennsylvania case, which I think is the most tightly argued. I think Eastman and Marks, the new attorney, have done a great job of consolidating all the cases to get standing and argue this. Look, I'm not a lawyer. But from all the constitutional lawyers and all the litigators I've talked to, this is the most tightly argued case they've had. That's on the legal side. But I think President Trump's got a strong possibility of reaffirming this victory. And quite frankly, he knows, Wayne, it's beyond him. It's not about him. It's not about him as a candidate. It's not about him as a person. He understands now he's fighting for this republic. He's fighting for the Constitution, even more than the deplorables. This is about having a country that was bequeathed to us under the rule of law. That's why President Trump's fighting, and he's never going to concede, and he's never going to give up.
We're talking to Steve Bannon. Steve, weren't you shocked by the Supreme Court turning down the Texas case that had, what, 18 or 19 states' attorney generals that joined in with that case? I thought that was the big one, the mother of all cases. I thought with all those other states joining in, they had to take a look at it. I'm not shocked if they said no, but I'm shocked they didn't even take a look at it. They weren't even interested in the facts. Did that shock you?
Here's what I found very interesting, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in Wisconsin, whether it's in state courts or these federal courts, everybody's want to avoid the merits of the case and the evidence, okay? The mainstream media tells you it's baseless and there's no evidence. Well, if it was baseless and no evidence, as much as the tech oligarchs have suppressed all the information about this, as much as the mainstream media, as you said in your open, Wayne, refuses even to address it except say it's baseless, no evidence, and Trump's guilty of insurrection by even bringing, and sedition by even bringing this up. Almost 50% of the American people believe this was illegal and illegitimate, and about 58% of the American people think Joe Biden's compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. But the consistent thing in these cases, they don't want to talk about the merits, and they don't want to talk about the evidence. They either say you don't have standing, or they say this concept of laches, which is, hey, you should have brought it 9 months ago. You shouldn't be bellyaching about these changes now. You should have done it then. Well, the argument is we couldn't bring it to actually after had an election. I believe the first time they get there and actually get standing out of the way and people have to look at the constitutionality, and that's what this Pennsylvania case is about. Can you actually change state constitutions and make your laws totally different than other states? In addition, to actually go against the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, can you just do that by executive fiat? This is going to be the one I think will be the one that gets traction in the Supreme Court. But I would tell people, I think the court's remedy would be toss it back to the state legislatures. It's the state legislatures that are Republican controlled in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, and in Arizona that are going to be key. I think this is the difference between Nevada, which, as you know, Wayne, I don't need to tell you how much illegal activity took place there. But it's stunning. Yeah, stolen, unbelievable.
I was on.
You've got Democrats.
I want to tell you a whole bunch of other stuff. Can you hang through the break? Just give me one more segment. Are you available, Steve?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, good. Give me one more segment. There's so much more I want to talk to you about. By the way, I want to mention this, and then we'll talk about it after we get back from the break. I was on Bill O'Reilly's show. Keep the music low here, Steve. Chris, I was on Bill O'Reilly's show a few days ago. Bill's not a believer that Trump's going to win this thing. And I said, you don't understand. In Nevada, every illegal gets a driver's license. And when you get your driver's license, it's automatic that you're registered to vote. And yet you're trying to tell me illegals aren't voting. Every single illegal alien has a driver's license, has registered to vote in the state of Nevada, and I guarantee you they were the margin of victory. I'll be right back. More with Steve Bannon, one of my favorite guests. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alarouche Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. 1/3 of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back with Steve Bannon, who was gracious enough to agree to do another segment. Let's go right to it. Steve, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about my actual gut instinct as a gambler. I'm telling you, this reminds me, Steve, of a fixed football game. It's like, you know, Philadelphia is known for the mafia, right? Very bet-nosed town. And if the Philadelphia Eagles lost their game by 10, and the referee shot the gun in the air, game's over, you lose by 10, you wake up the next morning and the headline is Philadelphia won by 10 because the referees found an extra 20 points in the locker room. That's what happened to Trump. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Four states agreed at the same time to stop counting votes and go home for the night. And when we all woke up, they'd stolen the election. How is that possibly legal in any country in the world, let alone the United States of America, unless we're now a banana republic?
It's not legal, but it's upon the campaign and others to go prove this. Remember, the only thing that stands between us, Wayne, and securing the massive landslide Trump won on November 3rd,
agreed,
is Republican governors and Republican state legislatures. This shows you, to me, the rot in the Republican Party.
Right.
What they want is Trump voters. They want the people you've been talking to and bringing along for many, many decades, right? They want that populist, economic nationalist movement that Trump is the head of. They want those votes, but they just want to get rid of Trump. And remember, right now, we're a country controlled by the Republican parties. Look at state legislatures. Look at state houses. You look at Congress within a couple. You look what Trump did in bringing back McCarthy and look what he held the Senate. Right now they're on a roll because of Trump. It's all because of Trump and the people that Trump has brought out. It's almost 50% of Hispanics, working class African Americans, working class people of every ethnicity, race, religion. It's just amazing what he's been able to do. That's
right,
why they're hating the Republican establishment, still beholden to Wall Street. They want to get rid of it.
Let me jump in with the two things that scare me to death and keep me up at night, Steve Bannon. Number one is everything might be okay if we win one or both Georgia Senate seats, but what would make me think that Georgia Senate race would be any different than the Georgia presidential race that we just experienced when Stacey Abrams is telling you they've just found another 80,000 voters. They're just making up votes as they go along to beat us. And the question is, what do you think is going to happen? If we lose both those races, they will erase us from the face of the earth. By 2024, Trump can run again all he wants. We will never be able to win another race with or without Trump if you let them win those two Senate races. And that's only a couple of weeks away, and I'm telling you, I don't think anything's changed. They're cheating as badly now as they did on Election Day, correct or not? Tell me I'm wrong, please.
No, you're not wrong. Look, the consultants have gotten around these people and raised a ton of money. They're doing TV ads. It doesn't make a difference. My broadcast partner, John Fredericks, has been down there. He moved his whole operation down there a couple of days after the election. Right now, what Loeffler and Perdue have held, I think they lose. Because Stacey Abrams has run the tables, and she's, like she said, she's got another 80,000 new votes, right? Which is, I think, 20,000 are in other states that already had Senate elections.
Unbelievable.
Bottom line is 1.3 million people vote. They still got the mail-in ballots. They still got all the problems with the ballot harvesting. They got the whole problem with the collection thing. They haven't changed anything. Here's what has to happen. Perdue and Loeffler have to commit to three things. They got to do it today. Number one, they must demand that a special session of the Georgia legislature be held just to review the evidence. Let the Democrats take a shot at it. Number two, they have to say, I commit on January 6th to stand with Tommy Tuberville in the Senate and demand, like Mo Brooks in the House is going to do, a full accounting of each of these conflicted states for 2 hours apiece as the Constitution lays out. And number three, they got to say, I back President Trump today in calling for a special counsel, special prosecutor on the election fraud and a separate special prosecutor on investigating Biden and his family and the Chinese Communist Party, the compromise there. If they do that, I think they will win. And I think it would be.
Steve, what's the deal with Barr? Where did this AG, and I said from the beginning he was a Bushy. I thought he was a bad pick from the very first day. He's a Bush family friend. He was I think it was Mueller's daughter was at his wedding. I can't even believe how bad, how deep state and D.C. swamp all these people are that work in government. But I'm telling you, how could Barr announce today that he will not appoint a special prosecutor for either the election theft or for Hunter Biden? What do you make of that?
I recommended to the president weeks ago that he fire Barr. I thought Barr did a disastrous job for the country about the hard drive from hell about Hunter Biden. Remember,
right.
Ray at the FBI, Barr had this hard drive dropped off them a year ago. Two things would have happened. They saw that information then, and quite frankly, the reason he doesn't want a special prosecutor on the Biden situation, he's going to be wrapped up in it. The question is going to be from Ray and Barr, what did you know and what did you know? Wayne, if he and Ray had stepped up in December 2019, two things would have happened. There would have been no impeachment trial because they had the full evidence about the Ukraine and Burisma right there, and Trump did make a perfect call in hindsight. Number two, Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee. Joe Biden wouldn't even have been around. So this is what they did to protect the neoliberal neocon Joe Biden. This was the apparatus coming together. Remember, Barr sat on the board of Time Warner that oversaw CNN. I think he's been a disaster. He had some strong moments on China, but overall a disaster. And today to have that press conference and to basically counter everything the president's been working on, I thought was unacceptable. I thought the president should fire and walk him out last week and not let him hang around for another week.
I'm with you. You know, it doesn't matter how many people out there agree or hate or love Steve Bannon. It seems like everything he says is such common sense. And, you know, if you hate Steve Bannon, you hate Wayne Root, because I tend to agree with almost every word that comes out of Steve's mouth. We're on the same team. So I don't, you know, if you hate Bannon, then you hate Root. That's all I could say. Because Steve and I have common sense. I'm from the streets of New York, man. Rough town, minority town. Went to all black high school.
You know why, Wayne? We're pure MAGA. We're pure MAGA. That's what we've been Trump guys for many, many years.
We know how to fight. Hey, Steve, I got to go. Hard end here. News is coming up next. Steve Bannon, host of War Room Pandemic, number one rated podcast, pandemic.warroom.org. Thank you, Steve.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.